Just update injury wise, still indefinite, you know, as far as term is Demarius. Von Miller did practice. I know it was reported yesterday of a bruise. We held Ronaldo Hill out again, the same reasons, dehydration. And then we did hold out DJ Williams with a thigh strain. Finishes up that. Questions?
How did it go in pads for the first day? Was it nice to see some hitting and actual more like football sound?
It was good. You know, it's a little bit different approach than in the past. You know, we didn't use our full 3-hour allotment on purpose. Although we still have a lot of work to do, you want to be smart with them, you know, on the first day. But right now I've been very pleased with their attention and efforts, and that's all you can ask.
With limited number of hours and days that you can be in pads, what's your strategy for how to maximize that time?
Well, at the end of the day, you're trying to get them game ready and play at game tempo. You know, I think, you know, you graduate to that. You don't try to, you know, some old school thinking was to knock the tar out of them the first day. Things have gone away from that some. So, you know, we'll build up to it. And, you know, our big focus is for September 12th. And we'll attack each day accordingly to get us most prepared for that.
Were you a guy who liked to do 2 days in pads? Were you a guy who liked to do more practice in pads through the year during camp?
Yeah, I think sometimes you reach the point of diminishing returns. You know, I think we did it some. It was nice to have that flexibility, but that's the old days. We got new rules.
How much do you have to knock the tar out of them to get a running game ready?
Well, that's the, you know, the game you play every year. You know, you want to get them ready for battle, except you want to make sure you have some guys to go to battle with. So it's a fine line. It's always, you know, very tough for a head coach to, no matter what city you're in, to monitor that, because you want to keep guys healthy for, you know, when the season starts, and yet you do got to bang them around, and they have to get in football shape. So we'll monitor that. I think it's going to be new territory for everybody, you know, and we'll manage it day to day.
Why? I mean, I know your fondness for Chuck Noll. Why your philosophy more in line, maybe a Steelers way rather than a New England or Indianapolis?
Yeah, I haven't asked, you are what you eat or you are what you've been around. And, you know, you steal from everybody, you know, you kind of sold everything you have. But, yeah, I just developed that over time, and he had some success.
Coach, you worried about the crispness of your quarterbacks, whether they're completing every pass or skipping balls or overthrowing guys or any of that?
Well, I mean, I worry all the time. It's kind of the nature of my job role. But I think, you know, again, that's why we're practicing. If it was easy, we could be at the beach, you know. So, you know, if you haven't thrown it incomplete, you haven't played quarterback. So we'll hopefully get better. That's why we're out there practicing.
Coach, what have you seen from Elvis these last couple days?
You know, exactly what I've seen, you know, for some time at a high level in this league. You know, he's an explosive guy. He's got great leverage for his size. You know, I think he, you know, most people would say he was undersized in the evaluation process coming out. But, you know, it's not how big the wand is. It's how much magic's inside. And he plays, you know, he plays very well.